Richard Pinto. And so it came to pass in the third golden age of Lower Earth that a great quest was begun. And the purpose of the quest was to seek the sword of Aznagar. And the questers overcame many obstacles and endured many hardships. But each time a new obstacle or hardship was overcome, an even bigger obstacle or sterner hardship had to be faced and overcome. But this did not surprise them, for as it is written in the great Elven Book of Knowing, isn't life just one bloody thing after another?
What is it?
It appears to be some sort of wall.
Brilliant.
It must be 100 feet high.
And it stretches as far as the eye can see in either direction.
We're trapped, like rats in front of a wall.
Where is the chosen one?
Back there. He went to chase some sheep. Amos! Come here!
Oh, I'll tell you what, Sam. The sheep in this world are a lot quicker than they were in ours. I was running like a maniac. Couldn't get near them.
Amos, you're not a dog anymore. You're a human.
Yes?
You only have two legs.
And?
Never mind.
I suspect the foul hand of Lord Darkness has been at work here. He'll stop at nothing to keep us from the sword of Aznagar.
Oh, that fiend! I would that he were here before me now, that I could get him up against his accursed wall and impale him on my battle staff over and over and over again.
Yes, 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 we share your fury, Dwarf, but we must deal with the situation as we find it.
Anyone got any ideas?
We could dig under it.
With what? We have no spades.
Wait a minute. What if it's not a wall at all?
Right.
What?
What if Lord Darkness has created some sort of hypnotic force field which causes us all to experience the illusion of the wall without there being anything there? Once you accept that there is no wall, you can merely run straight through it.
All right. Right. After you, then.
Well, naturally, the first one to do it must absolutely believe that the wall isn't there. It must be an act of blind faith.
Who among us is capable of such an act?
Amos!
Yes, sir?
You see that wall?
Yes, sir.
It isn't really there.
Oh, right.
There is no wall. There is nothing to stop you running straight through. Do you believe me?
Of course, Sam. I always believe you.
Good. Off you go, then.
Okay. Yeah!
Any other ideas?
Oh, there's a door just over there. Look. Yeah.
That was going to be my next suggestion.
Oh, it's locked.
Well, try your axe.
Oh, nothing. Not even a scratch.
We need to find the key.
Oh, look. There's something carved into the wall. If through the door you would go, you must search high and low. But keep a tight hold of your wits, for this game's full of tricks.
Ah, right. Anyone?
That could mean anything.
Oh, no, here's another bit underneath. If the rhyme you cannot fathom, its meaning thus you can unravel, you all have to enter the tall tower to your right and undergo a series of tests to determine whether you're worthy to receive the key.
Ah, right. Anyone?
To the tower!
My Lord Darkness, I bring terrible news from the salt mines of Hangdar.
What is it, Cree?
There's been an uprising among the slaves. They've thrown off their shackles and are refusing to work.
Oh, what? You mean the slaves are revolting?
This is not funny, Lord, actually.
Right,
Ten guards have been killed. There's blood everywhere.
Yeah, sorry, you're quite right. Yeah.
Now, if we don't get salt production back online, we're in big trouble.
Why is that?
Oh, well, the salt of Hangdar has magical properties, Lord. Shall I send in the elite guard to brutally suppress them?
No.
Lord?
We can't just go around brutally suppressing people willy-nilly. What if they have a genuine grievance?
Well, like what?
Well, I don't know. Long hours. Unpleasant working conditions. That sort of thing.
They are slaves, Lord.
Oh, yes, but I'm trying to create an empire that will last 10,000 years. You can't do that by brute force alone.
It will be an evil empire, Lord.
Yeah, well, obviously, yeah. Evil, yeah. But if you want something with real longevity, then you have to bring the people with you. It's all about winning hearts and minds. That's the secret.
I understand. OK, how about if we took every seventh slave, cut out their hearts and minds and nailed them to the walls?
Creech, you've completely missed the point.
Every sixth slave?
No, Look, we need to find out what it is these slaves are so upset about.
Shouldn't we be doing something about Vidar and the Questers? If they reach the Sword of Aznagar, then the evil empire won't last 10 minutes, never mind 10,000 years.
Where are they now?
They're at the Tower of Tests.
Oh, they'll never get past that. We've got loads of time. Here's a thought. How about if we were to disguise ourselves as slaves and insinuate ourselves amongst them?
Right, and how would we do that?
We could use a shapeshifter.
Oh, I knew you were going to say that.
Come on, it's not that bad.
I always end up with something hideous.
Exactly, which is a huge improvement.
Okay, we're inside the tower. What now?
Well, there'll be a series of tasks designed to test each of us individually. That way, the tower ensures only the most worthy get past the wall.
Who's going in?
It should be someone brave.
That's me, then.
And tall.
Still me.
And elvish.
Very well. It seems fate has chosen me. Okay, it's pretty dark. There are 6 boxes. Perhaps the first key lies inside one of them.
I reckon.
But the problem is, which one?
This boy's quick.
Use your elven powers of divination.
Of course. But first, I must empty my mind of all thought. There we go.
Describe what you can see.
Yes, I'm holding my hands above the boxes and sensing their auras.
And which box are you drawn to?
This one. It's some kind of animal. Small, quite aggressive.
Yes, Vida.
Blue horns.
Vida.
Yellow fangs. Turning red as it bites into my arm.
Yes, Vida, stop describing things now.
Put it back in the box.
That sounded like a blue horn demon snort. They only ever come out at night. Or in this case, the day.
Okay. Five boxes.
Oh, hold on. There's a scroll.
Right. What does it say?
Well, it's difficult to tell. There's quite a lot of blood on it now. The answer will be clear to you if you step up and choose a number. 2.
Can you see any stairs?
No.
The answer will be clear. Clear, clear, clear. Clear water. Clear, clear.
Clear up. Maybe he has to tidy up?
Yeah, maybe. Or maybe it's just the number 2. Choose a number 2.
Clever.
Not really.
Okay, Vidar.
No, you can't tell him. Each one of us has to do the task alone.
Oh, okay. Vidar.
Yes, my sweet.
Think of a number between 1 and 5.
3.
No, that's not it. Try lower.
5.
No, lower.
3.
You already said that.
1.
No.
6.
Between 1 and 5.
This is impossible.
I'm beginning to think so.
4.
There's only one left.
1.
No.
2.
Well done.
I have the key!
Right, settle down. For those who don't know me, I'm Gwen Stefani the Centaur. And I call this meeting of the Slave Council to order.
This is fantastic, Creeps. They don't suspect a thing. What's wrong now?
Oh, it's all right for you, Lord. You're an elf warrior, not a slime mutant like me.
Oh, you look fine, honestly.
Oh, do I?
Yes.
Now, as you all know, it's highly likely that this rebellion will be brutally suppressed by Lord Darkness.
But I say
this to you, brothers. I would rather die like a half-man, half-horse fighting for freedom than live like a slug under the yoke of tyranny. No offence to the slug people, obviously. Are you with me?
Yes!
So, any questions? Yes, you at the back. Next to the hideously ugly slime mutant.
I told you.
Yes, thank you, Gwen Stefani.
It's Gwen Stefani.
Gwen Stefani. I was just wondering if you'd thought about negotiating at all.
What?
Well, you know, sitting around a table, airing our grievances.
With Lord Darkness, the embodiment of evil and master of the forces of wickedness.
You say that like it's a bad thing.
Why would we talk to him? It's he who's enslaved us in the first place.
I'm sure he had his reasons. Maybe he's realised that in order to have a sustainable long-term basis for his evil empire, he needs the support of all its citizens, even down to the lowliest of slaves.
You seem to know an awful lot about Lord Darkness.
Do I?
He must be one of the Darkness's spies. Grab him!
No, wait. All right, yes, it's true. I do have an insight into the mind of the Dark Lord. But that is because I am, in fact, none other than... Creech, the shapeshifter.
Hmm? Oh, right, sorry.
The Lord Darkness himself.
Yes, and I am not a hideously ugly slime mutant, but actually... the one they call Creech.
Not a huge difference.
Let's kill them, Lord.
No, Crete, I meant what I said. I have come down here into the salt mines to find out what conditions are really like for you.
Really?
Yes, I want you to treat me exactly like any other slave. Ow, what are you doing?
I'm treating you like any other slave, Lord.
Not literally, Crete.
Oh, sorry. Oh. Sorry. Shall I put some cream on that?
Would you mind?
Yeah.
Each room has had traps and challenges that required the individual skills we bring to get us through.
Yeah, we know. We were there.
My swordcraft, Amos's stamina, Sam's wit and intelligence, Vidar's... So we have four of the five keys needed to unlock the door in the wall. There's just one room left.
Yes, the one with the tiny door.
And who may that be for?
You.
Because?
Because you're the only one who hasn't done one.
Right, I suppose. If that's the only reason.
Are you ready, Dean?
I am going in.
What can you see?
There's a chest in the middle of the room.
Anything else?
No.
The key must be in the chest.
Do you think?
I'm going to open the chest.
Wait, what if there are more traps?
No, don't worry. I know how these things work. The tiny room will have been the last test.
It's not locked. I'm opening it now. By my sister's sideburns, right in the neck.
What happened?
Are you all right?
I'm fine. It's just a tiny wee dart.
I don't know how that's supposed to get on with this.
He's down.
Well, quick, drag him out.
Dean!
Is he all right?
Not really. He's dead.
That's it. Just lay him down there.
Oh, no! Dean's dead! This is terrible. This is the worst thing that's ever happened. What are we going to do? I'm so unhappy.
Sam, the chosen one seems very distressed. I did not know he was so fond of Dean.
Dogs form very intense bonds with their companions. When one dies, they've been known to sit by the graveside night and day, refusing to move until they literally die of a broken heart.
Oh, that's terrible. Is there nothing we can do?
Hey, miss. Do you want a biscuit?
Oh, brilliant, thanks.
I think it's time we said our last goodbyes. Oh, noble dwarf, you shall not have died in vain. I swear to you we shall avenge your death by succeeding on this great quest.
Poor Dean, you are indeed a proud and noble companion, and you fought like a woman. We shall be victorious in honor of your memory.
Bye, Dean.
Hold on, we're not going to be victorious without the key, are we? And we're not going to get the key unless we complete all our tests, which we can't do without Dean.
Oh, noble dwarf, it appears you might actually have died in vain, but we're not sure yet.
You don't need to update him, beloved.
That's it, then. Because Dean's gone and got himself killed, I'm stuck here forever.
Why don't we bring him back to life?
You can't bring people back from the dead, Amos. Once they're dead, that's the end of them.
That's not strictly true. In our world, you can bring someone back from the dead.
Of course. The spell of life.
You're kidding.
There are two stages to the spell of life. First, we must find a unicorn and take a hair from its mane. Then, we must place Dean's body on the stone table of rebirth. Then, we must place the hair in his mouth and wait for the moon's first light.
That's three stages.
What did I say?
All hail ye the Lord Darkness, he is the very best lord. He is...
Oh, Master of Shadows, I was...
Crete, do you mind? It's bath time.
Oh, sorry, Your Madness. I didn't see anything.
Yeah. Just scrubbing off the salt. It gets everywhere, doesn't it?
Yes, shall I come back when you've finished scrubbing that bit?
No, it's fine. What did you want?
Oh, well, it's just I was wondering if we'd finished hanging out with the slaves. Only...
I wish you wouldn't keep calling them slaves, Crete.
Oh, sorry.
They're not slaves.
No.
No, they're my people. They're valued citizens of my new inclusive kingdom.
I see.
And I've been thinking, in order to show just how valued they are, we should stop making them all wear manacles.
Are you sure, Lord? Manacles are a fairly integral part of your reign of pure terror.
Hearts and minds, Screech. Hearts and minds.
Hearts and minds, yes, Lord.
And I also thought we might start paying them for their efforts. Perhaps we could even introduce some sort of performance-related scheme. You know, I really think this is the way forward for evil in Lower Earth. Sharing, nurturing. I call it shirturing. Everyone is involved. Everyone's opinion is valued.
I'm not sure it's a good idea, Lord.
Nobody cares what you think, Crete. Let's shut the door on your way out, would you? Thank you.
How hard can it be to find a unicorn?
Look, it seems the chosen one has picked up a scent.
It's dung. It's sort of horsey smell, but a bit silvery. And a bit horny.
You can tell all that just from the smell?
Well, I could tell more if I ate some. Well, Sam doesn't like me doing that. So.
Oh, there! There! Through the trees! In that glade yonder. See? The unicorn.
It's beautiful.
It's coming towards us.
Perhaps. Because they are not of this world, they have no fear of man nor beast.
No, I think it can smell my biscuits. Here you go.
It's an amazing creature.
Its coat is like silver and white gold.
It smells of flowers, hyacinth, jasmine.
You know, standing here, I feel as though the answers to life's great questions are about to be revealed. It's as if this beautiful creature could unlock those secrets. If only there was a way we could reach out.
Oh, my God, you've killed it!
Yes.
What'd you do that for?
Well, we've got to eat.
Yes?
Are you decent, Johannes?
Yes.
Lord Darkness, I have here a list...
Creech, what's Gwen Stefani doing here?
You did say you were decent, Lord.
Well, not for mixed company.
I didn't see anything.
Help me don my tunic of unspeakable foulness, Creech.
Yes, yes.
Be quickly, quickly. Yes. Oh, there.
Shall I tuck this bit in?
Oh, yes, better get that out of sight. Oh, thanks, Creech. Oh, hands are hot. So, what can I do for you, comrade?
We need to talk about working conditions, Lord Darkness. They're simply unacceptable in a modern workplace.
Well, look, I've got rid of the manacles. You've had some treasure. Well,
that's the absolute bare minimum we would expect.
Yeah, hang on. You were being whipped by salt monsters up until this morning.
Well, I have here a list of demands. 1, weekends off and half-day Thursdays.
Right.
2, 30 days paid leave and 20 days sick leave allowance without druid certification.
Can I just say...
3, enlarged dining area with extensive new menu. We want a range of salads, 5-a-day fruit selection, and, of course, 4 centaurs, unlimited sugar lumps.
I get the general idea. But don't you think we've lost sight of something here? I mean, we're all pulling together towards one goal, a new evil empire. We're not going to get there if everybody's off spending the weekend at the seaside, are we?
I've got to look after my members.
Well, I suppose he's right. In the end, we've all got to look after our members, haven't we, Creech?
Yes, yes, talking of which, actually...
Oh, yes, could you tuck it in again?
This is really very good.
Are you sure you don't want any, Sam?
I can't believe you're eating a unicorn.
I know! How often do you get a chance like that?
It is nearly time for the moon's first light. I have placed Dean's body on the stone table of rebirth.
Right, what next?
Now we place the unicorn's hair in his mouth.
Okay, I put it in his mouth. Now what? The moonlight strikes him and he comes back to life?
Not exactly, no, for we all now have our parts to play.
What are you talking about? What parts?
Well, the unicorn's hair will bring back to life Dean's physical body, but his flesh and blood is merely a shell. We must also restore his character and personality, that thing which makes him uniquely Dean.
And how are we supposed to do that?
Have you never considered that we are all in some ways immortal, Sam?
This isn't going to be about religion, is it?
Who we are, our essence, lives on after our mortal selves have perished in the minds and hearts of those who we have touched and who have loved us when we were alive. In that way, we are all keeping a part of Dean alive within each of us.
What, even me? I mean, I didn't really like him.
Oh, especially you, Sam. For are not love and hate but points on the circle of emotion?
What?
I don't know. I think it's the unicorn talking.
Come, let us join hands round the table and all turn our minds to thoughts of our noble dwarvish companion.
just a thought. If we are recreating him from our memories, wouldn't it be possible to iron out some of the less savoury parts of the original?
Like what?
The smell?
Worth a try.
Yeah.
Who's next, Creech?
I present the King of the Fairies, Lord.
Right, fairy, what do you want?
Item 1. More flowers in the new communal area by the water fountain.
I see. Is that acceptable to the goblins, though? I know they're not keen on flowers.
Oh, we'll have to have another meeting about that.
I'll schedule one in, Lord.
Yeah, thank you, Creech. How many meetings is that now?
728.
Oh. And how many barrels of salt have we mined in the last couple of days?
None.
Are you sure?
Yes, I counted them twice.
Oh. My new regime doesn't seem to be as productive as the old regime.
Well, it depends what you're counting, Lord. Salt's down, but meetings are up.
Sorry, Ferris, do carry on.
Yeah, we'd also like a happy room where people can go and chat when they're feeling a bit miz.
Sorry to interrupt, oh great big one.
No, I've
just received word that the questers are close to completing the Tower of Tests.
Oh, God.
This is terrible news, sire. Soon your dominion will be at an end and your power broken for all eternity.
Is anyone interested in my happy room or not?
One moment, fairy. Look, what can I do, Creech? While my workforce is in dispute, I have no black salt, no power.
There is one solution, Lord.
Yes?
You could slaughter all of the ringleaders in an orgy of bloodletting and vengeance.
Yeah, kind of hard to square that with the whole inclusivity thing.
Yes, well, fair point.
I'm on the horns of a dilemma, Creech.
I can't wait here all day, you know. I've got fairy dust to sprinkle.
Oh. Look, he wakes.
Oh. Dean, can you hear us?
Aye, I can. Sam, say something to him.
Like what?
Anything. We'll see then if he's changed.
Hello. Nice to have you back.
Well, thank you, Sam. It's lovely to be back.
It's worked! He's the same, but different. We have created a better Dean.
Oh, my good friends. I'm so happy to be back amongst you.
Are you crying? Hey, cheer up, Dean. You're just feeling a bit disorientated. Once you get your battle club in your hands again and get back in that room...
Oh, no. No, don't send me back into that terrible room. It's dangerous.
But you have to go back in.
No! No, you can't make me! No.
What's going on?
I don't know.
Hang on. When we remembered Dean to bring him back to life, we agreed not to remember the unpleasant parts, right?
Right.
His stubbornness and aggression were unpleasant, weren't they?
Yeah, really.
Well, don't you see? Stubbornness and aggression is just another way of describing bravery.
You mean...
We've taken away his most essential characteristic.
You mean...
He's not brave anymore.
You mean... Sorry, I'm still not quite there.
He can't get the key unless we give him back his bravery.
But how?
We'll have to kill him again.
Oh, he's not going to like that.
Damn shame we couldn't find a negotiated solution, Creech.
Yes, Lord.
Even though we were on opposite sides of the fence, and despite the gulf in class and background, I felt a closeness to the workforce. You know, I really bonded with those guys. Right up to the moment they were viciously put to death.
Well, it's hard mixing personal and professional.
I just hope we can get to the questers before they revive the dwarf and seize the Sword of Asnagar.
Yes.
I've been such a fool. Can you ever forgive me, Creech?
Of course, Master.
Then fetch me the shapeshifter. We will fly to the Tower of Tests in the form of eagles swifter than the wind.
And I'm afraid the shapeshifter is low on power, Lord.
Yeah, well, then we must be hawks, winging like arrows.
We haven't got enough of hawks.
Crows, then. We will be...
Nope.
Blackbirds.
Uh-huh.
It's tits again, isn't it?
Yes, Lord.
All right.
What kind of tits would
just
you...
Just do it.
Do we absolutely have to kill him?
Come, friends! The grass is lovely and soft beneath bare feet, and the scent of pain is all around.
Yes, we really do.
If we do not, he will fail his task, and all Lower Earth will be lost.
I know, but he's so sweet.
You do it, Sam.
I'm not doing it.
There's no love lost between
us. Yes, but you can't just kill someone for that. You do it.
I cannot kill a fellow quester. It is against the ancient elven law of quester killing.
This is ridiculous. Someone's got to do it.
Hold on. What's this?
It's a pair of little birds. What kind are they?
I think they are a form of tit.
That tit's trying to tell us something.
We have you now, fools. You have left your weapons at the table of rebirth, and you are powerless before us. Kneel, slaves, and prostrate yourself before the evil master of shadow, Lord Darkness himself. Oh, hold on, he's stuck. Sorry, Lord.
Idiot. So, you thought you could take the final key and get through the Great Wall, did you?
Oh, well, actually, we're having a bit of trouble with
You're too late, Darkness. There's nothing you can do to stop us.
You mean you already have all the keys?
No, that's what I was trying to
Shut up! There is still one key we need, but you are powerless to stop us getting it.
We'll see about that.
The mighty dwarf Dean is, even as we speak, about to enter the final room.
No, Sam, don't you remember?
Yes, Sam is right. There's nothing you can do to stop the dwarf now.
Oh, really? Come, Creech. We have a meeting with the dwarf. I want you there to take the minutes, for they shall be his last.
Right. Was that a metaphor, or should I bring a pencil?
Sam, what are you doing? I think he might actually be about to go and kill Dean.
Yes, which means we don't have to.
Oh, very clever.
All we have to do is wait for Lord Darkness to do the deed, which should be happening round about... now-ish. And then nip inside and drag his body back to the Table of Rebirth.
There you go.
At last, we are through the Great War. Now the Desert of Lost Souls is all that separates us from the object of our quest.
It's good to have you back, Dean.
It's good to be back, my lady.
We have learned a valuable lesson here today. And that lesson is that when you die, people think of you as... After you're dead, nobody can... What was the lesson again?
Yes. To take away any part is to destroy the whole. If we truly care about someone, we should love him as he is. We should love him warts and all.
I do feel a bit different, though. Somehow fresh.
Did you forget to remember the smell?
Yep, me too.
Thanks the gods for that. Onwards, fellow questers, to the Sword of Asnagar.
Hurrah!